What you're about to hear are the concluding remarks from Brother Kong's tape on God's Eternal Purpose, number 3, SK6201. There are 29 minutes, after which time Brother Kong begins again with God's Eternal Purpose, number 4, SK6202.
Equip the saints, 按照圣徒的被分配起来,
so that the saints can be equipped.
这一个是这些的人他的工作,
and this is the function of these gifts of God to the church.
那么等到神用这些的人来培养神的儿女,
so we see that God used these people to equip the children of God,
叫神的儿女生命上有长进了,
to edify them, to bring them up in life,
叫他们在神的面前又有了丰沛了,
so that they can be equipped before God.
那么圣经怎么说呢?
And what did the Bible say?
不定其职,
that each will do his function,
建立基督的身体,
to establish, to build up the body of Christ.
基督的身体怎样能被建立起来呢?
How can the body of Christ be built up?
基督的身体的建立不是靠着这四种人来建立,
the building up of the body of Christ does not depend on these four gifts.
这四种的人是间接地在那里建立教会,
these four kind of gifts of God, they build up the body of Christ indirectly.
那肢体建立教会的是谁呢?
Who are the people who directly build up the body of Christ?
就是众生,
and that are all the saints.
而每一个肢体,
and every member,
我们不定其职,
we fulfill our function.
这个就是今天我们称它为 body ministry, 身体的这个功用,
this is what we call today body ministry.
我们每一个信徒的人,
and every believer,
我们应当每一个人尽他的功用,
that we need to do our function.
我们各个肢体不同,
that we are different members.
我们受受的恩典和恩赐也不同,
we receive different degree of grace or gifts.
但是我们都接受了恩典和恩赐,
but we have all received grace and gifts.
现在我们要起来固定自己,
now we have to rise up to do our ministry,
发生我们的功用,
to do our function.
这样在爱中把这个身体建立起来,
then in love this body can be built up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
今天神的教会不能被建立,
today the church of God cannot be built up,
因为人都依靠那些几个人,
because men depend on those few people.
我们以为说建立教会是牧师的事情,
we somehow believe that to build up the church is the duty of the pastor, of the shepherd.
实在说来这里是唯一的地方这个原文放了牧师了,
and in fact this is the only place where original language says it's shepherd.
在原文里头是牧羊人,
and in the original language it is shepherd who tends the sheep.
在圣经其他的地方都放牧人,
and in all other places in the Bible it says shepherd.
我不知道为什么翻译的人翻到这里翻牧师了,
I do not know why in the translation the translator used this word pastor.
可能他自己是牧师啊,
maybe he himself was a pastor.
我们今天认为说,
today we thought that to build up the church is the responsibility of the pastor, or the responsibility of the apostle, the prophet, the teachers, the brothers and sisters. The true building up of the church is the responsibility of every saint. Because every one of us in Christ is the royal priest.
我们都要起来来服侍,
we all need to rise up and serve our Lord.
我们要不尽其职来建立基督的身体,
we need to do each one of our duties to build up the body.
在我的身体上面有各种各样的肢体,
and in my own body there are many different members.
每一个肢体有它的功用,
and every member has its own function.
眼睛要看,
the eyes have to see,
耳朵要听,
the ears have to hear,
手要拿东西,
my hands have to take up things, my feet have to walk,
心要跳,
my heart has to
pump,
my lung has to expand and
shrink,
my whole body has to function.
没有一个肢体能做身体的工作,
there's no single member can take up the function of a whole body.
每一个肢体都要共用,
every member has to function,
他们是合作的,
and they work cooperatively.
他们都是在元首的支配之下,
they were under the dominion of the head.
所以各级各按各职,
so each joint will do his own function.
这样的话, 在爱中就把身体建立起来,
and then in love, the body is built up.
可惜没有时间了,
and we don't have much time.
我大概还有30分钟, 30分钟,
30分钟, I only have 3 or 4 minutes.
但是我只讲了一点,
but I have only mentioned one point.
好，我们看第二点。
Now we come to the second point.
我们看第二十节。
Verse 20.
第四章第二十节。
Chapter 4, verse 20.
你们学了基督，却不是这样。
But you have not thus learned the Christ.
我们刚才所讲的。
What we have talked so far.
是神那永远的旨意，怎样做成在教会的里面。
It's how the eternal purpose of God is realized in the church.
当教会合一的时候,
when the church is in unity,
当教会被建立的时候,
when the church is built up,
那么神为所基督,
then the eternal purpose which God has purposed for His own Son is established.
但是从第四章第十七节开始,
then from the chapter 4, verse 17 on,
一直到32节,
until 32,
这一段是给我们看见你们学了基督。
And here it says, you learn Christ.
这个与我们日常个人的生活发生关系。
And this has much to do with our personal daily life.
神啊永远的旨意要做成在我们日常的生活上。
The eternal purpose of God has to be worked out in our daily life.
我们不要以为说我们日常的生活与神永远的旨意是没有关系的。
Let's not think my daily life has nothing to do with the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意在天上，我日常的生活是在地上。
The eternal purpose of God is in heaven, and my daily life is on earth.
但是圣经给我们看见，神啊永远的旨意要实行在我们日常的生活上。
But the Bible tells us the eternal purpose of God has to be realized and worked out in our daily life.
主耶稣在哪里告诉我们说,
our Lord Jesus Christ told us,
你们要负我的轭,
you have to carry my yoke,
学我的样式,
and learn my way.
我的心里柔和谦卑,
I am meek and lowly.
这样的话, 你们就能进入安息。
Then you can enter into rest.
我们每一个信主的人,
we the believers,
我们都是主的门徒,
we are all disciples to Christ.
实在说来, 信徒和门徒应当是一个。
In fact, the believer and a disciple should be one.
今天我们把信徒和门徒分开了。
Today we seem to separate believer from disciple.
我们可以信他, 但是我们可以不跟他。
We can believe in him, but we may not follow him.
我们可以信他, 我们可以不学他。
We can believe in him, but we may not learn him.
圣经没有这个道理。
Bible didn't have this doctrine.
圣经里都说, 每一个信他的人都是他的门徒。
The Bible tells us every believer is his disciple.
我要把它翻出一点, 都是他的学徒。
And I have to be more blunt, and all of them is his apprentice.
那么我们都要来学他。
Then we all have to learn him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
your brothers and sisters,
这个学不是猴子学人走路。
And this learn is not a monkey learning how the man walks.
如果你在哪里看着他的时候, 也许他是两个脚的。
And if you watch him, maybe he's walking with two.
你不看见他来了。
If you don't watch him, he will walk his own way.
不是这个意思。
Not so.
因为他没有我们人的生命。
Because he, the monkey, doesn't have the life of a man.
这是朝阳花狐。
And this is a...
我们今天学他，因为我们里面有他。
Today we learn him because he is in us.
正像弟兄所说的，因为你是门徒，所以你要做门徒啊。
And just like a brother says, because you are a disciple, you have to be a disciple.
你里面有主的生命。
There is a life of Christ in you.
所以你要学主的生活。
So you have to learn the life of Christ.
让主的生命在你里面活出来。
And let the life of Christ live out from you.
这个是学基督。
And this is to learn Christ.
不是外面在那里装的。
It is not to put on a disguise outside.
那好像我们出信主的时候,
as we first believe the Lord,
就是说信主的人要谦卑啊。
We thought that a believer has to be humble.
所以我们就驼背了。
So we bow down.
我们以为驼背就是谦卑了。
And we think to bow down is to be humble.
但是我们知道这个不是。
But we know this is not so.
这个要从生命里头出来。
And this has to come out from the depth of our life.
我们信主的人,
And we the believers,
主叫我们与他一同来服侍。
The Lord tells us to yoke with him.
他在额叠这一边。
And he is on one side of the yoke.
我们在额叠那一边。
We are on the other side of the yoke.
他是柔和谦卑。
And he is lowly and meek.
他向着神是绝对的顺服。
And he is absolutely obedient to God.
绝对没有反抗。
And completely no rebellion.
但是我们呢？
But us.
我们虽然信了主啊,
Although we have believed in the Lord,
但是我们的野心未改,
but we still have our ambition.
我们好像野牛一样,
and we still are like a bull.
所以, 把我们与主, 放在一个轭的底下。
So when we are yoked with the Lord,
这个轭就是神的旨意,
and the yoke is the will of God.
他把我们与主放在一起。
He put us and it, together withThe Lord.
我们在那里要做神的工作。
And we want to work the work of God.
要遵行神的旨意。
And to be obedient to His will.
但是呢，我们是野牛啊。
But we are a wild bull.
我们不听主人的支配。
And we do not listen. We do not obey the order of the master.
我们要走自己的路。
We want to walk my own way.
但是在那边有主在那里。
But on the other side of the yoke is our Lord.
虽然他是柔和谦卑的。
Although he is meek and lowly.
他就是大能大力的。
But he is mighty.
所以当我们要往左走的时候。
So we want to turn left.
他把我们拉回来。
He bring us back.
他就一直在那里教导我们。
And he is teaching us.
只等到我们也服下来。
Until one day that we will bow down.
我们这个野心啊被破碎。
That our wildness is broken.
这样我们在神面前也能训练。
And then we can be meek and lowly before God.
这个就是学了基督。
And this is to learn Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们已经脱去了那个旧人。
We have taken off the old man.
从前我们活在旧人的里面。
In the past, we lived in my old man.
我们行事为人像外邦人一样。
I walk like a Gentile.
这一个我们已经脱掉了。
And this we have taken away.
在基督里面已经脱掉了。
And in Christ, we have taken that away.
我们已经穿上了一个新的人。
We have put on this new man.
所以一举一动要有新生的样。
So we have to walk in the newness of life.
现在活出的不是我。
And now, not I.Who
live,
but the Lord living in me. No matter in my own
attitude,
in my speech,
in
my association with men,
in
my relationship with God, I have to learn my Lord. So here it says,
你不要叫圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
你是受圣灵印记的人。
And you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在你的里面要引导你。
The Holy Spirit will lead you inside.
要把基督启示给你。
He will reveal Christ to you.
他要把你慢慢慢慢的变化磨成他儿子的形。
He will gradually transform you to be conformed to the image of the Son.
这一个就是叫神永远的旨意能做成在我们的身上。
And this is to have the eternal purpose of God work out, work in us.
我们不要以为说我们的一举一动、一言一语。
Let's not think that whatever we say or whatever we do
与神永远的旨意没有关系。
Have nothing to do with the eternal purpose of God.
我们要看见说这些都与神永远的旨意连在一起。
We have to see all this is related to the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意能成全或者被你打发，就是看你在日常的生活上有没有学习的。
Whether the eternal purpose of God can be accomplished.Or that purpose is interrupted by you. Depends on whether you have learned Christ in your daily life.
你不要以为说这是你个人的问题。
Let's not think that this is my own problem.
这一个与神永远的旨意发生密切的关系。
This has close relationship with the eternal purpose of God.
第三点。
The third point.
是第五章第一节。
The first verse of chapter 5.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Be you therefore imitators of God as beloved children.
这是从第五章第一节一直到五章二十节。
This is from chapter 5 verse 1 through 20.
这里告诉我们说要效法神。
Here it says to be imitators of God.
像蒙爱的儿女一样。
As beloved children.
这一段是讲到我们与世界的关系。
This speaks about the relationship between us and the world.
我们这一般的人是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
所以在我们与世界的关系上应当有见证。
So we should have a testimony to give in our relationship with the world.
我们应当见证给世界看，我们的神是一位爱的神。
We have to give the testimony to the world that our God is a loving God.
我们的神是一位光明的神,
that our God is a God of light.
我们的神是一位智慧的神,
our God is a God of wisdom.
所以我们行事为人要与世界有分别。
So the way we walk and we do has to be separated from the way the world does.
我们应当行在爱中,
and we have to walk in love.
我们应当行在光的里面,
we have to walk in light.
我们不应当做糊涂的人,
and we should not be foolish, we should be wise.
我们不应当醉酒,
we should not be drunk with wine, but filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们应当常常心里,
we should have a heart of thanks to God.
这个就是表明我们是神的儿女,
and this says that we are children of God.
这个是与世界的关系,
and this is our relationship to the world.
第四点,
the fourth point.
第五章第21节,
it's the 21st verse of chapter 5.
又当成敬畏基督的心,彼此顺服,
the submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
这一个就是从五章二十节,你知道六章第九节,
this is from chapter 5 verse 21 through the chapter 6 verse 9.
这个就是神永远的旨意,怎样
this is how the eternal purpose of God would prevail in our family relationship. Let's not think that our family relationship only belongs to ourselves, having nothing to do with the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹,
your brothers and sisters, the eternal purpose of God has great to do with our family relationship. And He wants our family relationship to be normal.
我们就要,
and we have to have a fear for Christ often.
每一个弟兄姊妹,
every brother and sister,
无论是丈夫也好, 妻子也好,
no matter husband or wife,
父母也好, 儿女也好,
parents, children,
主人也好, 仆人也好,
the master, servant,
我们都要成一个敬畏基督的心,
we have a heart of fear for Christ.
今天我们觉得, 有人说, 神爱我们,
and some say, God loves me.
爱, 里面有惧怕,
and in love, there's no fear.
爱已经完全,
and now that love is perfected, there's no fear. This is true.
但是这里的敬畏和fear,
but this fear here,
不是这个意思,
doesn't mean that.
那个惧怕就是怕受刑罚,
and that fear refers to the fear for being punished.
但是这里的这个敬畏惧怕就是怕伤主的心,
but this fear here is to fear that I hurt the heart of the Lord.
因为我们爱他的缘故,
because we love Him,
我们愿意他心满意足,
we are willing that He be satisfied.
我们怕他的心被伤害,
we are afraid that His heart is hurt.
这个敬畏我们必须要有,
this fear we have to have.
如果没有这个敬畏的话,
if we do not have that fear,
这个家庭就破产,
the family is broken.
所以你在这里看见说, 做丈夫的人要爱妻子,
so here we see that husband should love his wife,
像基督爱教会一样,
as Christ loves the church.
妻子要顺服丈夫, 像教会顺服基督一样,
the wife should be obedient to husband as church be obedient to Christ.
盼望我们做丈夫的人, 不要读给姊妹的话,
may us, a husband, do not read these words that God tells the sisters.
盼望做姊妹的人, 不要专门读, 读给丈夫的话.
I hope the sisters do not only read those words that God tells the husband.
如果做丈夫的人, 能把主的话放在心里,
if us, the husband, can keep the words that God gives us in our hearts,
用敬畏的心来把主的话放在心里头,
that we keep His heart in us with fear,
来爱我们的妻子,
that we love our wife,
像基督爱教会一样,
as Christ loved His church,
你放心,
be assured,
妻子会顺服,
your wife will be obedient to you.
那做妻子的人,
wife,
如果用敬畏的心,
if you have a fear for Christ,
真正顺服, 像圣父主一样,
truly be obedient as you are obedient to Christ.
这个顺服不是奴隶式的顺服,
and this obedience is not to be obedient like a slave. You know, in the original language, this word is slightly different too.
这个意思就是说, 你要, 怎么说, 你要 adapt yourself, 你要, 调整你自己,
and it is to adjust yourself.
你要调整你自己来帮助你的丈夫,
and you have to adjust yourself to help your husband.
如果你能这样做的话,
and if you do so,
你的丈夫自然而然会爱你的。
Your husband will love you.
你不必怕。
You should not be afraid.
那么做儿女的人,
and children,
要在主里头听从父母。
You have to be obedient to your parents in the Lord.
儿女听从父母与妻子顺服丈夫就是里头是不同的。
There's a difference between these things, children obedient to parents and the wife being obedient to husband.
因为妻子顺服丈夫这个是同辈的顺服。
And because for the wife to be obedient to husband, this is the,this is the relationship in the same level.
这一个是一个合作。
And this is cooperation.
这个 partnership.
This is a partnership.
但是呢，儿女在主里敬重父母，这个是不是平辈的，是分辈的。
But for the children to be obedient to parents, this is of a different level.
所以他要听凡事在主里要听从他的。
So in all things, they have to be obedient to the parents in the Lord.
那如果你长大了
Now when you grow up,
你也成家了
And you have your own family.
那么你对你的父母什么态度呢
Now what's your attitude to your own parents?
如果你还是每一件事情要听从父母呢
Now are you going to listen to him in everything?
圣经说你要孝敬
The Bible says honor your parents.
在那个时候你有你自己的家庭了。
And at that time you have your own family.
但是你还在孝敬你的父母。
But you still have to honor your parents.
这个是主所祝福的。
And this is what the Lord would bless.
那么做父母的人。
And the parents.
要用主的道理和境界来养育你的。
Then you should discipline and instruct your children with the instruction of the Lord.
叫他们能被培养起来。
So that they can be brought up.
不单做一个人。
Not only to be a person, a man.
也做一个基督人。
To be a Christian.
这个是每一个父母的责任。
And this is the responsibility of every parent.
那么主人和仆人也是一样。
And teaching the master and servant the same thing.
仆人用敬畏主的心来服侍他的主。
The servant would serve his master with a fear.Of the Lord.
像不是主一样。
As he is serving the Lord.
那么主人呢
The master.
用敬畏主的人心。
And with a fear for the Lord.
不来恐吓他的仆人。
Not to threaten his servant.
所以你在这里看见说，神永远的旨意就通行在家庭的里面。
So you see here, the eternal purpose of God can prevail in the family.
我们知道这个是圣灵的工作。
We know that this has to be the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把神在基督里所做成的一切。
The Holy Spirit takes what God has already accomplished in Christ.
他现在一样一样地坐在我们里面。
Now he works in us one by one.
把我们带到神那永远的旨意里面去。
To bring us into the eternal purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
把着我们在主里面去。
So may we before the Lord.
不是光接受一点客观的真理。
Not only to receive some objective truth.
感谢赞美主，神在基督里是为我们成功的那旨意是何等的荣耀。
We thank the Lord what God has accomplished in Jesus Christ. This purpose, how glorious this is.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们需要让圣灵今天在我们每一个人和团体的中间来把这永远的旨意。
But we need the Holy Spirit today to work out this eternal purpose in each one of us and in the body. Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们求你不单给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we ask that you not only give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求你也借着你的灵加强我们里面的人。
We also ask that you strengthen our inner man.Through your own spirit.
叫我们不但能知道
so that we not only know,
并且能进入
and we can enter.
主啊，我们真是求你把你那永远的旨意做在我们的身上。
Lord, we ask that you work your eternal purpose in us.
无论在教会里
no matter in the church,
无论在个人的生活上
in our personal life,
无论在社会里
in the society,
无论在家庭里
in the family.
我们的主，我们愿意你永远的旨意能通行在地上。
Our Lord, we will that your eternal purpose can prevail on earth.
如同在天上一样。
As is in heaven.
但愿你在教会中。
May you in the church.
在主基督里。
In Jesus Christ.
得着一切的称赞。
To have all the praises.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
This is the end of Brother Kong's ministry, God's Eternal Purpose number 3.Brother Kong's ministry on God's Eternal Purpose number 4, SK 6202, begins now.
中文的。I will read in Chinese. My brother will read in English.
我还有末了的话，我你们要靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是与所血肉与所肉血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空所灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在末难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一体，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿着圣德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，定要在此精醒不绝，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，是我各说口才能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了太熟练的侍者，并照我是我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
For the rest, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Put on the panoply of God, that you may be able to stand against the artifices of the devil. Because our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against principalities, against authorities, and against the universal lords of this darkness, against spiritual power of wickedness in the heavenlies. For this reason, take to you the panoply of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having accomplished all things, to stand. Stand therefore, having girt about your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and shod your feet with the preparation of the glad tidings of peace. Besides all these, having taken the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the inflamed darts of the wicked one. Having also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Praying at all seasons with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit. And watching unto this very thing, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, in order that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness and mystery of the glad tidings, for which I am an ambassador bound with a chain, that I may be bold in it as I ought to speak. Let's bow down and pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, 我们亲爱的主，我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你再给我们有一次机会能聚集在这里。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we truly thank you because you have given us another chance to gather before you.
我们聚集在你面前的时候，我们的心实在是满了感谢和赞美。
When we gather before you, our hearts are filled with thanks and praises.
因为我们这一般蒙恩的人，既然能在你的桌子前纪念你。
Because we, the saved ones, can gather before your table to remember you.
像我们这样的人，竟然能蒙恩来服侍你。
The people like us can be saved and to serve you.
我们实在愿意你能心满意足。
And we want you to be satisfied.
主，当我们在这里读你话语的时候。
Lord, when we stand here and sit here to read your words.
我们求你借着你的圣灵再一次把你的话启示在我们心里。
We ask you once again to reveal your words through your spirit in us.
你把那属灵的事实把写明在我们的心中。
That you reveal, you open the spiritual facts in us.
叫我们真实能看见你自己的荣耀和得胜。
So that we can truly see your glory and your victory.
我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
Then we put forth this time in your hand.
我们仰望你自己荣耀你儿子的名。
We look up to you for you to glorify the name of your Son.
我们奉主耶稣的名祈求。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord that He has given us the chance that we can gather before Him together.
我们这几天早晨在这里交通的，就是神 那永远的旨意。
These several mornings when we gather together, what we are fellowshipping about is the eternal purpose of God.
我们看见说，神在创世之前。
We see that before creation,
神就在他自己的里面预定了一个旨意。
God has predestined in himself a purpose.
那个旨意乃是从永远一直到永远。
And that purpose is from eternal past, eternity past to eternity in the future.
那个旨意既然定规了，神就永远不改变。
Since that purpose is established, God does not change it.
神他所定规的那个旨意就是他为着他的儿子要把万有都赐给他。
What he has established for this purpose is that for his son, Jesus Christ, he will gather all things to him.
神爱他的儿子。
God loves his son.
所以神要把万有都赐给他做他的产业。
So God wants to gather up all things to give to his son as his inheritance.
他要他的儿子做万有之首。
He wants his son to be the head of all things.
他要万有都能彰显他儿子的荣耀。
He wants all things to display the glory of his son.
为着这个缘故，神就创造了万有。
For this reason, God has created all things.
但是神认为说这个还不够。
But God thinks this is not enough.
所以他在基督的里面，他再加上他那永远的旨意。
So in Christ, he has added his eternal purpose.
他要给他的儿子一个配偶做他的帮手。
He wants to give a bride to his son as her helper.
那个就是我们今天所知道的教会。
And that is the church that we know today.
所以简单地说了。
So simply put,
神那永远的旨意是什么呢？
What is that eternal purpose of God?
那永远的旨意就是基督和教会。
That eternal purpose is Christ and the church.
我记得我们亲爱的尼托森弟兄曾说过这样的话。
I remember our beloved brother Watchman Nee once said.
他说，如果我们能真正知道基督和教会的话。
He said, if we truly know Christ and the church,
全本的圣经就向我们打开了。
The whole Bible is opened up to us.
因为全本圣经所讲的不是别的。
Because what the whole Bible is speaking about is nothing else.
就是讲到基督和他的教会。
But Christ and his church.
这一个就是神的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of God.
这一个就是那基督的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of the Christ.
所以巴不得圣灵真正能启示我们。
So may the Holy Spirit truly reveal it to us.
叫我们真正能认识基督，也能认识教会。
So that we can truly know Christ and his church.
叫我们真正能追求基督。
So that we can truly pursue Christ.
因着追求基督的缘故。
And because we pursue him.
叫他能得着他自己的教会。
That he can obtain his own church.
这一个是以弗所第一章到第三章前一段说给我们看见。
This is what we have seen from the first chapter to the early part of chapter 3 in the letter to Ephesians.
这个是给我们看见神在他自己的里面所定的旨意。
And this is the purpose that God has purposed in himself.
他在基督里所定的旨意。
And also what he has purposed in his son Christ.
他怎样借着他的儿子基督来成全了他那个永远的旨意。
And how he has accomplished his eternal purpose through his son Jesus Christ.
到了以弗所第三章第十四节开始。
And starting from the verse 14, chapter 3,
我们就看见说，神要在我们的里面来完成他那永远的旨意。
We come to see that God wants to work in us his own eternal purpose.
所以这个是到主观的经历里面去了。
And this speaks about our subjective experience.
所有神在基督里所做成的事实是客观的证明。
What God has already done in Christ, that is the objective truth.
现在神要借着他的圣灵，把他在基督里所做成的一切做在我们的里面。
Now through His Holy Spirit, God is going to work in us that very fact that He has already accomplished in Christ.
这一个就成了我们主观的证明。
And this becomes our experience subjectively.
所以昨天我们早晨在这里交通。
So yesterday morning when we were sharing this,
神怎样在我们里面 借着他的灵来做出他的人。
How God has worked out in us with his own eternal purpose through his own Holy Spirit.
他既然呼召了我们。
Now that he has called us.
现在他要我们行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
He now wants us to walk worthy of the calling with which we are called.
他既然拯救了我们。
Now that he has saved us.
他就要我们起来学他的样子。
He wants us to rise up and be imitators of God.
他既然叫我们做了他蒙爱的儿女。
Now that he has made us the chosen in his grace.
我们现在就要起来效法神。
Now we want to rise up and to imitate God.
他要我们通过敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
He wants us to subject to each other with the fear of Christ.
无论是教会的生活。
No matter is the life in church.
无论是个人的生活。
Or personal life.
无论是社会的生活。
Or social life.
或者是家庭的生活。
Or family life.
我们都要在那里彰显神那永远的旨意。
We have to display, magnify the eternal purpose of God.
神永远的旨意要在我们这个生命的生活的各方面要把它彰显出来。
The eternal purpose of God has to be magnified in all aspects of our life.
这一个是神在我们里面做出他永远的旨意。
And this is how God is going to work out in us.His own eternal purpose.
那今天早晨我们还要进一步地说。
And this morning we're going to share one step further.
因为从以弗所书六章第十节一直到末了。
Because from the tenth verse of chapter six until the end.
这是告诉我们说，神要借着我们来做出他永远的旨意。
God is going to work out his eternal purpose through us.
但在这里你看见有一点分别。
There is a slight difference.
这前面是神在我们里面要做出他永远的旨意。
Previously, we talked about how God wants to work out his eternal purpose in us.
但在这里是因而在我们里面。
And this is inside of us.
而现在呢，我们要看见神那永远的旨意怎样借着我们说出来。
And now we want to see how God can work out His eternal purpose through us.
这一个是 through us， 是借着我们把它做出来。
And this is through us as going to accomplish.
我们知道神今天在基督里所定的旨意是什么呢？
You know what is His eternal purpose? With God's purpose in His life.
他要我们做基督的配偶。
He wants us to be the bride.Of Christ.
说他的配偶，这是生命的问题。
And it is a matter of life to be the bride of the Christ. Counterpart.
教我们，说他的配偶，这是生命的问题。
It is a matter of life for us to be a counterpart.
会甚至说 his life, 像他一样。
So the Bible says it is with his life.
他要我们在生命的里面与他的儿子相配。
He wants us to be the real counterpart in life.
们能做他的配偶。
So that we can be his true counterpart.
但是圣经也告诉我们说，他不但要为亚当预备一个配偶。
But the Bible tells us not only he wants to prepare for Adam a counterpart.
他也要为亚当这个配偶做他的帮手。
He also wants her to be his helper.
所以你在这里看见说帮手啊，就是工作的问题来了。
So when we talk about helper, it has to do with work.
配偶是生命的问题。
The counterpart is a matter of life.
帮手乃是侍奉的问题。
Helper has to do with service.
所以今天神不但要在我们里面工作。
So today, not only God wants to work in us,
要我们能与基督相配。
So that we can be the counterpart of Christ.
他也要我们起来做基督的帮手。
He also wants us to rise up to be his helper.
所以你在这里就看见有这两方面。
So here we see these two different aspects.
我们不但是基督的器皿。
Not only we are the vessel of Christ.
把基督的丰富藏在我们里面。
That can receive the abundance of Christ.
叫我们能彰显基督的荣耀。
That we can magnify his glory.
我们也是基督的工具。
We are also his tool.
叫我们能被他使用。
That he can use us.
来完成他要完成的工作。
To accomplish the work that he wants to accomplish.
所以我们在这里看见。
So here we see.
他不但要在我们里面做，他也要借助我们去做。
Not only he's going to work in us, he's going to work through us.
那一个做乃是完成神那永远的旨意。
That work is to accomplish the eternal purpose of God.
所以保罗他写信到这个时候。
So when Paul came to this point,
他说我还有末了的话。
He says.I still have some words for the rest.
有的说 for the rest, 有的说 finally.
And some says for the rest, some says finally.
意思说我还有话要说。
It says, I still have words to tell you.
我还没有说完了。
I haven't finished yet.
我记得 Spark 弟兄曾这样讲过。
And brother Austin, T. Austin Spark said so once.
他说这里所说的末了的话。
He said, these unfinished words.
Finally.
Finally.
在原文里头有什么意思呢
？There is a meaning in the original language.
他说这里的话并不是说后补的。
And he says these words is not something supplemental.
好像你话都讲完了。
As you have already finished your main thing.
现在你忽然又想起一件事情，就再补一下。
Now suddenly you have another thought, so you put it in.
他说原文里不是这个意思。
He says in the original language, this is not the meaning.
原文里的意思是什么呢
？What's the original meaning?
他说他说了许多的话之后。
So after he has said much,
他就把这些的话把它总结起来。
He sum up all these words.
根据这些的话
According to these words.
再往上面推一下
And he puts one step further.
再说一些的话
And to say some more words.
这一个就圣经里头的 finally.
And this is the meaning of finally.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见说主在那里说了许多的话
Here we see that the Lord has said many words.
他做了许多的事
He has done many things.
他在我们里面做了许多的工作
He has done much work in us.
现在他把这一切都加
Now he's going to sum this all up.
他就往前推一步地说。
And he moved one step further and said,
现在你要做帮手了。
Now you are going to be a helper.
从前你没有资格做帮手。
In the past you are not qualified.
现在我已经在你身上把你做成一个配偶了。
Now I have already worked in you so that you are already a counterpart.
所以现在你要来做我的帮手。
So now you be my helper.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我想我们在那里读创世纪的时候就很清楚
So when we are reading this book of Genesis We have become clear
因为当初神造了亚当之后
After God has created Adam
神说那人就居不好
He said for that man to live alone is no good
我要预备为他预备一个配偶
I'm going to prepare a counterpart for him
我要给他一个帮手
I'm going to give him a helper
然后你就看见亚当和夏娃不但联合为一
Then you see Adam and Eve not only they were united in one
并且他们是一同在那里来遵行神的旨意
And they follow the will of God together
因为神造了人之后
Because after God has created man
他就告诉人叫他管理天上的飞鸟地上的走兽海里的鱼
He told this man to rule over the birds in the air and the animal on the on the earth and the fish in the water.
他要人在那里征服一切。
He wants man to subdue all things.
他要人在那里叩看守这个伊甸园。
He wants man to tend the garden, the Eden.
并且要在那里在各工作。
And to work there.
所以你就看见说，在这里亚当和夏娃是配偶。
So here you see Adam and Eve, not only their counterparts, but their helpers.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
在这里给我们看见说，在那个看不见的世界里面,
and here we see that in the invisible world,
有一个属灵的境界,
there is a spiritual realm.
在那个属灵的世界的里面,
in the spiritual world,
有一个征战在那里
There is a battle
而这个征战乃是世纪的征战 Battle of the century
And this is the battle of the century
我们在看见过在那个看不见的世界里面
And we see in this invisible world
我们知道有一个看得见的世界
We see there is we know that there is an invisible world
这个就是物质的世界
And this is the material world
就是我们今天在这里的
And this is the world that we see today
但是除了这一个看得见的物质的世界
But in addition to this material world
还有个看不见的一个属灵的世界
There is an invisible and spiritual world
在那个属灵的世界里面
In this spiritual world
有一个战争啊是一直在那里继续下去
And there is a battle continued going on
而这一个战争啊
And this battle
不单是在属灵的世界里面打
Not only is fought in the spiritual realm
并且我们看见这个属灵的世界这里头的征战影响这个看得见的属地的世界
We also know the result of this spiritual battle also influences this visible world
不单是在那里影响它并且简直就是支配了它
Not only it influences the visible world but actually it controls this visible world
这个属灵的征战的焦点在哪里呢
What is the focus of the point of this spiritual battle
为什么有这样的一个征战呢
Why there is such a spiritual battle
我们看见这个属灵征战的焦点就是神那永远的旨意
We know that the focus of the spiritual battle is the eternal purpose of God
我们知道神有在他里面定规了一个旨意
We know that God has predestined in himself this purpose
就是要他的儿子在万有上去首位
That is for his son to have primacy in all things
叫他的儿子承受万有
That his son can inherit all things
叫他的儿子做万有的中心
That his son can be the center of all things
这一个是神那永远的旨意
And this is that eternal purpose of God
根据这个旨意神就创造了万有
According to this purpose God created all things
那个时候在他创造的里面最高的是天使
At that point in his creation the highest was the angel
因为天使是灵
Because the angel was the spirit
神的创造的中间最高的那个时候那是天使
in his creation at that time the highest was the angel
那个时候众天使在那里赞美神
At that time all the angels were together praising God
所以我们看又不记的时候
So when we see the book of Job
我们看见说众星在那里唱诗
You see all the stars were singing
这个神的众子都在那里赞美神
The sons of God praised God
但神的众子就是在那个地方就是代表那些的天使
The sons of God at that point represented the angels
因为他们也是神所创造的
because they were created by God
所以在当初的时候这个宇宙啊实在是满了敬拜满了赞美
so at that time the whole universe is filled with praises and worship
所有被造的一切都是以基督耶稣为主
the whole creation hasraised Jesus Christ to be the head
他实在是万有的元首
and he is truly the head of all things
那种的光景实在是荣耀
and that condition is truly glorious
神的儿子实在被高举
and the son of God is truly exalted
但是我们不知道经过了多少的时候
but we do not know how many years passed
我们看见在这个宇宙的里面发生了一个背叛的事
that in the universe there was a rebellion
有一个天使长
One of the archangels
他的名字叫做明亮之星 Lucifer
And his name is the bright star Lucifer
这一个天使长
That's archangel
很可能他是第一个被造的天使
Maybe he was the angel that was created first.
并且神造他的时候非常的完全。
When God created him, he was created really perfect.
如果我们看以西结二十八章的话。
If we see Ezekiel chapter 28.
和这个以赛亚十四章。
And Isaiah chapter 14.
在以赛亚十四章第十二节到十五节。
For Isaiah 14 verses 12 through 15.
我们知道先知以赛亚是在那里讲到这个巴比伦王。
And the prophet Isaiah was talking about the king of Babylon.
但是当他在那里讲到这个巴比伦王的时候
，When he was talking about the king of Babylon,
忽然来了几句的话
，Suddenly there were several words.
这几句的话，你没有办法把它应验在任何的人的身上。
And these words could not be applied to any man.
他虽然是在那里讲这个巴比伦的王
，Although he was talking about the king of Babylon，
但是呢，这些的话不能应用在巴比伦王的身上。
But these words cannot be applied to the king of Babylon。
这里告诉我们说
，Here it tells us，
第十二节
，verse 12。
十四章十二节
，chapter 14 verse 12。
明亮之星，早晨之时啊，你何竟从天坠落
？Says how art thou fallen from the heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning？
在这里看见有一个这个明亮之星。
And here we see a bright star.
这个明亮之星就是 Lucifer.
And which is Lucifer?
他是称为早晨之子。
And he's also called son of the morning.
因为他是很早最早这就被造的。
Because he was created the earliest.
这里怎么说呢
？And how it is said here?
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你心里曾说。
He said, thou did say in the heart,
我要升到天上。
I will ascend into the heavens.
我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上。
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
And I will sit upon the mount of assembly.
我要升到高云之上。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要与至上者同等。
I will be like the Most High.
在这里我们看见神所首先造的那一个天使长。
And here God says, the archangel which was created the first.
他心里起了一个恶念。
And there is an evil thought coming in his heart.
他说我。
And he says, I.
他开始就注意到他的自己。
And he starts to pay attention to himself.
本来他被造是为着他，就是为着神的儿子。
He was actually created for him and for him, and that the him is the son of God.
但是到了一个时候他想到他的自己了
coming to a point he starts to think of himself
他里面就起了一个恶念
and there is the evil heart arising
他说我要升到天上去
he said I will be ascended into heaven
我要与神同等
and I will be equal with the most high
弟兄姊妹谁是与神同等的
your brothers and sisters who can be equal with God
只有一位是与神同等的
only one that is equal with God
耶和华第二章告诉我们说
and we were told in Philippians chapter
基督他与神同等并不是强多的
And Christ does not consider his equality with God to grasp
只有神的儿子与神是同等的
Only the Son of God is equal with God
这个不是强多来的
And this is not something that he strives for
这个是他的
This is his
但是在这里有一个天使长
But here there is an archangel
他要想强多这个地位
And he wants to grab this position
他要与神同等
And he wants to be same with God
那是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
意思就是说他不赞成并且反对神那永远的旨意
That says that he does not agree and he opposed to the eternal purpose of God
他要破坏神那永远的旨意
He wants to destroy the eternal purpose of God
如果你看以西结二十八章的话
If you read Ezekiel chapter 28
那里是讲到这个示罗列王
And it talks about the king of Shiloh
可惜我们中文圣经的翻译上有一点难处。
And there is slight difficulty in our Chinese translation.
在第二十八章第二节。
In the second verse of chapter 28.
人子啊，你要对推罗君王说。
The son of man say unto the prince of Tyre.
在英文里头就用 prince。
Here is the English it says prince.
不是君王，乃是王子。
But not the king, but the prince. Prince.
所以那一段预言呢，就是预言到那个推罗的王子。
And so that part of the prophecy speaks about the prince of Tyre.
为什么称他为王子呢?
Why he was called the prince?
实在他是讲腓力的王。
And actually he was talking about the king of Tyre.
但是圣经里头就用王子这个字。
But in the Bible, the word prince was used.
好像我们中国一样的。
As in Chinese.
我们中国在古时的时候。
In the past.
这个皇帝称为天子啊。
The king is called the son of the heaven.
就是这个意思。
And that's this meaning here.
所以虽然是称他为王子啊。
So although it is called prince here,
其实就是是说推罗的王说的。
It actually refers to the king of Tyre.
但是到了第十节的时候。
So coming to verse 11,
我们看见那个语气忽然就变了。
The tone suddenly changed.
因为他在那里说，人子啊，你要为推罗王作起哀歌。
Here it says, the son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre.
这里是王了。
And here he is a king.
因为推罗的王。实在说来不过是一个王子。
But the king of Tyre is in fact nothing but a prince.
在他的后面还有个王在那里。
And there is a king behind him.
那个王这里所讲的那一段也没有办法描写任何世界上的王。
And in this passage, we cannot really refer to any king in the world.
并且很清楚。
And very clearly,
这里所描写的
and what's described here,
乃是在当初在天上在神的乐园里面的光景。
And this is the condition in the heavens and in the paradise.
他在那里告诉我们说，神创造他的时候，他是全备的。
And here it says, when God created him, he was all was created.
他是智慧充足，全然美丽。
And he was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty.
他有四种的宝石在他的身上。
There were 10 times the precious stone on him.
并且他有不同的音乐的才能。
And he has the gifts of music.
神就立他为这个受膏的那个基路伯。
And God set him up to be that anointed cherubim.
在他神的肉柜的面前。
And before the ark of testimony of God.
如果我们说到出埃及记的时候。
If we read Exodus.
因为我们知道地上是天上的那个影儿。
Because what's on the earth is the shadow of what's in heaven.
神对摩西说要照着天山上山上的样式来造这个会幕。
And God told Moses that you should build this tabernacle according to the pattern I show you on the mountain.
所以在这里你就看见有一个肉柜。
So here we see an ark of testimony.
肉柜的上面有一个宝座。
And on the ark there's a seat.
这一个宝座这两面有两个基路伯。
On two sides of the seat there is a cherubim.
那是这也肉柜的基路伯。
It's to cover the ark.
那么在那个天上呢。
And on the on high,
神有他的宝座在那里。
And God has His seat there.
他也有那个受膏遮掩他宝座的基路伯。
He also has the servant that's anointed that covers him.
那个可以说是亲近神最近的了。
And that's the closest to God.
也是最高的地位。
And that seems to be the highest position.
那个天使长本来就是一个受膏遮掩又贵的基路伯。
And that archangel was originally a cherubim which was anointed to cover the throne.
神也给他许多的权柄。
God gave him all the power.
他也管理许多的地方。
And to rule over many places.
很可能我们这个宇宙是受他管理。
And very possibly, the universe we live in was under his rule.
但是因为他美丽的缘故。
But because of his own beauty.
因为他智慧的缘故。
Because of his wisdom.
因为他权柄多的缘故。
Because of his authority.
结果他里面起了骄傲的心。
There was pride arising in him.
因此他就有这个暴恩强暴的事情做出来。
And then he works violence out.
他照着他自己的意思做。
He works according to his own will.
不照着神的心意来做。
Not according to the will of God.
他伸出不同的不义来。
And there's much unrighteousness from him.
神造他的时候是完全的。
When God created him, he was perfect.
现在他自己做出许多的不义来。
Now he works out many unrighteousness.
所以结果怎么样呢？
The result?
结果他要想抢夺神儿子的地位。
He wants to grab the position of the Son of God.
他要在那里反抗神那永远的旨意。
And he wants to rebel against the eternal purpose of God.
但是神不允许。
But God did not allow him.
神是妻妾的神。
And God is a jealous God.
他为做他的儿子发妻妾的心。
For his son, he is jealous.
所以就把撒旦从天上的伊甸园里把他赶出去。
So he threw out Satan from the Garden of Eden.
当撒旦堕落的时候。
So when Satan fell.
这个是撒旦的来源。
And this is the source of Satan.
撒旦的意思就是敌对的意思。
Satan is the is adversary.
这是敌对的意思。
It's adversary.
神没有创造撒旦。
God did not create Satan.
神创造一个美丽的天使长。
God created a beautiful archangel.
但是这个天使长把自己变成神的对敌。
But this beautiful archangel turned himself to be an adversary of God.
在启示录十二章告诉我们。
In the 12th chapter of Revelation.
当这一条龙啊，就是那个古蛇，那是撒旦。
When this ancient, when the dragon, which was Satan or Satan.
当他在那里摔出来的时候。
When the dragon was thrown out.
他带走三分之一的天使与他一同背叛。
He brought out one third of the angels to rebel with him.
他就建立了他自己的国家。
And he.Created his own kingdom.
他就在那里有他自己的国度。
And he has his own kingdom.
他就是要来与神的国在那里对立。
And he wants to be an adversary to the kingdom of God.
虽然神已经责罚了他。
Although God has already punished him.
但是他不悔改。
But he did not repent.
他还是固执的要想来抢夺神儿子的地位。
He stubbornly wanted to grab the position of the Son of God.
他还是不行的。执迷不行的，在那里要抵抗神那永远的旨意。
He still refuses to awake. He still wants to oppose the eternal purpose of God.
因着他的背叛
，for his rebellion，
所以他所管理的那个宇宙就进到黑暗和进到审判的里面去。
The universe that he rules now getting into darkness and into judgment.
所以圣经告诉我们说，这个地变成渊明黑暗。
So the Bible tells us that the earth now become void and dark.
变成没有目的。
Without purpose.
变成一片的荒凉。
And it's all desolation.
这一个就是受那个天使长背叛的结果。
And this is the result of the rebellion of the archangel.
神啊，永远的旨意好像受了一个挫折了。
It seems that the eternal purpose of God has an interruption.
但是我们的神，他定规了旨意，他永远不改变。
But since our God has established his own purpose, he does not change.
他不但不改变。
Not only he does not change.
并且我们看见他更往前走。
And he moves forward.
所以我们也不知道经过了多长久的日子。
So we do not know how long a period has passed.
这是创世纪第一章所告诉我。
And this is what chapter 1 of Genesis says.
神的灵运行在水面上。
The spirit of God hovers.
他用他的爱，他的热爱来不造这个败坏的世界。
He uses love and passion to call to restore this corrupted world.
他用六天的功夫不造了这个毁坏的大地。
In the 6 days, he has recovered this corrupted earth.
叫这个大地成为可居住的。
So that this earth is habitable.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
他不但修复了这一个我们的宇宙。
Not only he has restored this universe in which we live in.
并且他到了第六天，他就创造了我们自己。
And on the sixth day, he created us man.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
如果你能明白神那永远的旨意
，If you can understand this eternal purpose of God.
你在这里不能不俯伏敬拜神。
Then you cannot but bow down and worship God.
因为神他不但没有因此就退后了。
Because God, not only he did not retreat,
放弃了他那永远的旨意。
And giving up his eternal purpose.
并且我们看见说神更往前进一步。
In fact, God moved one step further.
他造出他的形象造了人。
According to his image, he has created man.
他把这一个天上地下地底下的那一切的东西都交给人去管理。
Now he has given man to rule over all things in heaven and in heaven, on earth, and underneath.
并且他对人说，你要生养众多，遍满全地。
And he has told man to multiply, to cover the whole world.
你要征服。
You subdue.
征服全地。
To subdue the whole world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
你知道我们人的被造乃是神的居住。
We know that the creation of man is the masterpiece of God.
因为神造人是照着他自己的形象造的。
Because God created man according to his own image.
神造万有是凭着他的智慧和能力来造的。
God created all other things according to his wisdom and might.
但是神造人是照着他自己的形象造的。
But God created man according to his own image.
这 个形象，特别是说里面那那个性格说的。
And this image in particular talks about the character within.
神为什么造他的形象造呢？
Why God wants to create man according to his own image?
因为只有照着他形象造的，才能接受他的意思。
Because only those that are created according to his own image can receive him.
万有都能彰显他的荣耀。
All things can display his glory.
但是万有不能把神与神联合。
But all things cannot be.Be united with God.
只有我们造出他形象造的人。
Only those who are created according to His own image.
我们才能接受神的生命。
We can accept His life.
叫我们在生命里面与神联合。
So that we can be united with God in His life.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
这个就给我们看见。
This tells us.
神在那里要为他的儿子预备一个配偶。
God wants to prepare for his son a counterpart.
这个人就是基督的配偶。
And this person is the counterpart of Christ.
所以神就祝福那个人。
So God blessed that person.
神叫他给他 dominion, 给他这个管理。
God gave him the dominion.
并且神要他来征服一切。
And God wants him to subdue all things.
为什么要征服呢
？Why subdue？
这是表明这个万有啊，现在都已经背叛了。
That says the all things now are in rebellion.
都是分化了。
And they are divided.
都受了这个撒旦魔鬼的那个控制了。
They are under the dominion of Satan.
被了魔鬼的工具了。
And they are the tools of Satan.
现在人来了。
But now comes man.
神要人征服一切。
God wants men to subdue all things.
把所有的一切都带来放在神的儿子基督的脚下。
To bring up all things under the foot of Christ.
换句话说，做他的帮手。
In another word, to be his helper.
这个就是神那永远的旨意。
And this is the eternal purpose of God.
所以我们人与神那永远的旨意发生紧密的关系。
So we men are closely related to the eternal purpose of God.
神为着他的儿子。
God for his own son.
要他的儿子得着一个配偶。
He wants his son to have a counterpart.
得着一个帮手。
To have a helper.
所以神不但没有退缩，反而进一步。
So not only God did not retreat, but God moved forward.
但是我们也都知道。
So we all know.
到了创世纪第三章的时候。
Coming to the third chapter of Genesis.
我们知道魔鬼他是何等的诡诈。
Satan was indeed crafty.
他知道神那永远的旨意。
He knew the eternal purpose of God.
他知道现在神那个旨意要这个人来完成。
He knew that God wants this man to accomplish this eternal purpose.
所以他就起来诱惑了人。
So now Satan came to tempt man.
叫人落在他的试探里面。
So that man fell into his temptation.
他这个试探就是根据他自己。
His temptation is according to himself.
他怎么会成为撒旦呢
？How he became Satan?
因为我
，because me.
他现在就用这个我来试探夏娃。
Now he used this I to tempt Eve.
你吃了这一个果子。
If you eat of this fruit,
你的眼睛要明亮。
Your eyes will be bright.
你能像神一样。
You will be like God.
你用不着神。
You do not need God anymore.
你自己就是神。
You are God yourself.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
人就落在。这个我的里面
Man fell into the trap of me.
人被造不是为着自己。
Man created not for himself.
人不是中心。
Man is not the center.
基督是中心。
Christ is the center.
人被造是为着基督。
Man is created for Christ.
但是现在呢
？For now.
人在哪里想到自己
？Man thinks about himself.
我要怎么样
？I want to do this.
以自己为中心。
I am the center.
结果就走撒旦的路。
And then he walked on the path of Satan.
他就落在。撒旦的控制。
He fell into the dominion of that Satan.
所以我们知道今天全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
So we know today that the whole world is under the dominion of Satan.
所有世界上的人都在那一个黑暗权势的里面。
And all men in the world are under the power of the darkness.
撒旦他这样的做是多厉害
啊。Satan was indeed very forceful, very cunning in his work.
他是借着人要打败神那永远的旨意。
He wants to defeat the eternal purpose of God. through man.
要神永远的旨意不能成功
，so that the eternal purpose of God cannot be accomplished.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，but dear brothers and sisters,
神有没有因此就放弃了呢
？Did God give up?
如果我们看诗篇第八篇的话
，if we read Psalm chapter 8,
我们知道创世纪这个里头所记载的。
We know that what's recorded in the Genesis was recorded in Genesis chapter
1.
God says, I will create man according to my image. And I give him authority. And according to chronology, it may be 4,000 years before Christ. But now man failed. But coming to Psalm
8,
David was moved by the Holy Spirit. He wrote this beautiful song. He said, what is man that you are mindful of him? What is the son of man that you visited him?
So
you have made him a little lower than the angel. Because according to the order, man is a little lower than the angel. But you have crowned him with glory and splendor. You make him to rule over all the world.
And
your name is so beautiful. You know?
人虽然堕落了,
although man failed,
但是神心目中的旨意中的那个人还在那里。
But this man in the purpose of God is still there.
所以到了大卫作诗的时候。
So when David wrote this song,
那是在主前呢差不多一千年多一点的时候。
That was like about 1,000 years before Christ.
已经三千年过去了。
3,000 years have already passed.
如果我们三天就忘记了。
And for us,We will forget in 3 days.
但是神三千年他还没有忘记。
But God did not forget this all after 3 years. He still say, oh, man,
你是我所顾念的。
You are the one that I visited.
我要从婴孩的口中完成我的赞美。
And I will complete my praise in the mouth of a baby.
因为就是创造来说，人是婴孩。
Because in terms of creation, man is a baby.
因为人被创造很晚很晚的。
Because man was created rather late.
造了第二天最后就造人了。
And the day before the last day, man was created.
虽然人比天使小。
Although man is a little lower than angel.
但是神把尊贵荣耀给他做冠冕。
But God has crowned him with honor and splendor.
但是这个人在哪里呢？
But where is the man?
能成就神啊永远的旨意的人在哪里呢？
Where is this man that can accomplish the eternal purpose of God?
我们在四千年的中间找不到这样的人。
Throughout 4,000 years, we could not find this man.
所以到了有一天。
One day.
到日期满足的时候。
In the fullness of time.
神的儿子就来做人。
God sent his son to be man.
道成了肉身。
We're becoming flesh.
充充满满有恩典有真理
full of grace and truth
我们也看见过他的荣耀真是父都是真实的荣耀
we also have seen his glory just like the glory of the only begotten son
第一个人亚当失败了
the first man Adam failed
当他受试探的时候
when he was tempted
他就落在试探的里面
he fell into temptation
现在第二个人来了
now the second man came
当这个人来的时候
when he came
他也是到旷野里面受魔鬼的试探。
He was tempted by Satan in the wilderness.
但魔鬼在旷野里头试探他。
The Satan tempted him in the wilderness.
要他回到我自己里面去。
Wanted him to return into I, me.
你如果是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
你可以把石头变成饼吃。
You can turn this rock into a bread.
你如果是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
你能从殿顶上跳下来。
You can jump from the top of the temple.
这样大家看见就相信你了。
Then when everybody sees this, they believe you.
你如果是神的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
你只要拜我，我把天地万物都给你。
You just worship me, you can have all things.
只要你能想到你自己就可以了。
As long as you think of yourself, that's enough.
但是主呢?
But what about the Lord?
主说,
the Lord said,
不可试探你的神。
You shall not tempt your God.
人活着不是靠食
物。Man lives not by lips, by
food, 靠神口中所说的话。
By the word of God.
你看见说我们的主在地上做人以神为中心。
Here you see, our Lord Jesus, when he was a man on earth, God is the center.
他没有自己。
He has no self.
他弃绝他的自己。
He reject himself.
他顺服他的父亲。
He was obedient to his father.
以至于死，先死在十字架上。
Until death and the death of the cross.
我们的主耶稣在一生在地上做人。
Our Lord Jesus, all through his life when he was a man,
他就是神心目中的那个人。
And he was the man in the heart of God.
他在地上捆绑了那个壮士。
When he was on earth, he had bound this strong man.
这个壮士就是魔鬼。
And this strong man was Satan.
他把那个壮士捆起来。
He had bound this strong man.
就抢夺了那壮士家里的家具。
He's taken to spoil the furnishing.
这个就是我们这些人。
And this is us.
因为他把壮士捆住了
because he has bound the strong man
所以他能把我们抢出来
he can take us out of his control
把我们从暗的权势里面
because from the power of darkness
把我们拯救出来把我们牵到神爱子的国里头
he has saved us and transformed us into the kingdom of his beloved son
我们的主在地上他得胜了那撒旦
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, he has overcome Satan.
在那一个征战的上面
In that battle,
他完全得胜
He was completely victorious.
他是站在神那永远的旨意的一边
And he was standing on the side of the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
等他到十字架上面
When he was on the cross,
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us,
他在十字架上
When he was on the cross,
他掳掠了执政的掌权的
He has subdued all the powers, the authority, the principalities.
把他们掳掠过来，明明地羞辱他们。
He has bound them and displayed their shame.
上座十字架夸胜。
And he has boasted by the cross.
这是哥罗西二章十五节。
This is Colossians chapter 2 verse 15.
我们在这里看见。
Here we see.
主耶稣他活着的时候。
When our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth.
他胜过了撒旦。
He has overcome Satan.
这是他个人的得胜。
This is the victory of he himself.
是在十字架上。
But on the cross.
当他在那里打破蛇的头的时候。
When he crushed the head of the snake.
虽然蛇咬伤他的脚跟。
Although the snake bites the heel of his foot.
但是他把蛇的头打破了。
But he has crushed the head of the
snake. 他掳掠了这份掌权的。
And he has bound all these principalities.
把他们来攻开。
He displayed them.
当作十字架夸胜。
And he has boasted by the cross.
这个得胜。
And this victory.
不是是个人。
Not only for himself.
这个得胜是为着他的教会。
And this victory is for his church.
他是为着我们在哪里得胜。
That is a victory for us.
他把仇敌打败了。
And he has defeated the enemy.
好叫我们能进到他的得胜的里面。
So that we can enter his triumph.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里你看见有一个属灵的战争
Here we see a spiritual battle
这个属灵的战争一直到今天
And this spiritual battle lasts until today
我们到了今天是最末后的时候
And when we come today it's truly the last day
在最末后的时候这个征战更凶猛
In the last day the battle is more severe
因为仇敌知道他的日子不多了
Because Satan knows that his time is almost over
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
我们要记得一件事
Have to remember one thing
那个决定性的胜利是在十字架上已经得着了
The deciding victory is already won on the cross
你知道打仗的时候
You know in the battle
有许许多多的战呢
There are many battles
但是呢
But
有的战呢是决定性的
Some of the battles are decisive
那一个战呢是决定性的战战掉了
That decisive battle was already fought
虽然战争还在那里
Although the war is still there
那这个不过是余波而已
And this is just the leftover
胜利是已经决定了。
The victory was already decided.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在哥哥他的十字架上
，on the cross of Calvary，
我们的主耶稣已经打了这个决定性的胜仗。
Our Lord Jesus has already fought the victorious battle.
撒旦已经是败了。
Satan was already defeated.
他没有希望了。
And he has no hope.
但是虽然没有希望
，although he has no hope，
他还不肯放下。
He still won't give up.
所以我们做什么呢
？So what do we do？
今天我们的主他打了胜仗之后
Today our Lord after he has already won the victory
他就升到高天之上
He was ascended into heaven
他得到荣耀尊贵为归于冠冕
And he has glory and honor as his crown
这个就是希伯来第二章告诉我们
And this is what we are told in the second chapter of Hebrews
在那里这个人来了
There this man came
我们虽然还没有看见万有都伏在他的脚下
Although we have not seen that all things are subdued under him
但是我们看见了耶稣
But we have seen Jesus.
他成了比先是小一点的人。
Now he became a man.